At the bustling corner of Broad Street and Erie Avenue in North Philly, you can find just about any kind of scented oil you want, good cheesesteaks, and hack cabs looking for fares.
Hack cabs.
And if you look up, you can find something else.
There it is. Boner Forever.
I walk through this corner almost every day on my way to work. I've certainly noticed the tag, giant blocky graffiti letters with that crude message on the side of a giant tower that's been abandoned for decades. I can't say I've ever thought much about it, other than occasionally wondering how those guys got up there. That's why I was kind of surprised to hear that some people kind of like it.
So one person tweeted upon finding out that Boner Forever may not be forever. Boner Forever was one of the few good things left in this world.
Now that the giant tower is slated for renovation, why are some people calling for more recognition of Boner Forever? I can't believe I just said that on the air. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. This is The Why. Layla A. Jones is a reporter for WHYY's Billy Penn. She looked into the history of this infamous tag. Layla, were you surprised to hear that people were upset that this graffiti was going away?
Well, yeah. So I was kind of surprised, but just for context, like, I'm not from Philadelphia originally. I am from Maryland. So to be honest, even though I had driven past that building and that corner, which is like near Broad and Erie in North Philly, plenty of times, I never noticed it. And the first time that I saw it probably was actually when it was on like CNN in August, when there was the shootout between that one man and police near Broad and Erie.
Six officers shot in North Philadelphia this evening that we know about. All six are in hospitals, not life-threatening conditions, we're told. Two officers.
The Boner Forever building graffiti appeared on CNN, and yeah, it was a side-by-side with Wolf Blitzer and Boner Forever. So there was like a screen grab, and it said on Twitter, Boner Forever goes national. It like went viral. Somebody said the world's not ready for Philadelphia.
And what's the story behind Boner Forever?
To start with that, you have to talk about how graffiti has a really deep and rich history in Philadelphia. I talked to a former graffiti artist named Culture Livingston, and he used to go by the name Dinsky. He was a graffiti artist himself, and that was his tag.
I hate saying this type of stuff because it sounds like I'm bragging about it, but the truth is the truth. You know, I was very influential in the late 80s and early 90s. I established like a certain school of graffiti here, both in its handwriting styles as well as the larger piece and format.
And he actually produced an entire documentary about the history of graffiti. It started in Philadelphia with one guy. His tag name was Cornbread.
Daryl McCray, newly released from reform school, began tagging his name on the walls of North Philadelphia at 30th and Oxford Streets. While trying to get the attention of a certain young lady, he wrote his name along her bus route in hopes that she would see it. She did, as well as hundreds of others. The name they also was Cornbread, and with that, the modern act of writing on walls, which is known as graffiti, was born.
And he first began spray painting buildings around Philadelphia in 1967.
Wow, that far back.
Yeah, that far back. Before that, kind of like gangs would just mark their turf. But what made it new and what made it into what it is today is that Cornbread went around the entire city marking his name.
And cities pushed back against this idea, right?
Yes, for sure. Especially Philadelphia. Mayor Wilson Good at the time, in 1983, I believe it was, he made like a declaration that there was a war on graffiti. So the next year, he made good on that declaration and he created the Philadelphia Anti-Graffiti Network. And that was an initiative that was designed to kind of clean up the proliferation of graffiti that had grown in the it had been like almost 20 years at that point since Cornbread started. And so it enlisted former graffiti artists. It enlisted people who had been caught vandalizing. Instead of going to jail, they could be involved in the Philadelphia Anti-Graffiti Network. And they did things like scrub time, so they had to clean it up literally. But they also covered up the graffiti with murals. and the Mural Arts Program, which a lot of people know of now. Mm-hmm. It started there in 1986. It started inside the Philadelphia Anti-Graffiti Network.
So that brings us to this tag, Boner Forever. What do we know about where it came from?
So we know that it appeared on the side of this huge landmark building at Broad and Erie called the Bury Building in about 2008. And it's actually not done by one artist. And it actually wasn't necessarily supposed to be that funny, because what it is two artists' names.
So the two just met and, they just went out writing. It's as simple as that.
So there's one graffiti artist named Boner, and there's one named Forever. So they just kind of linked up and they tagged their own names. Their names together make this funny saying.
Okay, so let's start with Boner. Mm-hmm. What do we know about Boner?
A lot of people will come to the city just to tag, to kind of hone their craft, to learn Philadelphia-specific, what's called hand styles. And Boner is one of those people. So he's originally from Brooklyn, New York, and he came down to Philly and kind of made a name for himself. Culture said he was pretty respected and prolific in the city.
He had really made a name for himself, especially being a New York transplant, to be able to come to Philly and to, cover area in the way that we respect. It was a significant thing.
For his tags, he writes his name, but he also does this, I think it's cute, this cute little bee. It's like a bubble bee. It kind of looks like Casper, the ghost.
Yeah, it's really different looking.
Yeah. I mean, once you know what it looks like, you've probably seen it. I saw it in my neighborhood right after I wrote this story.
So he's been there.
Right. It's so funny. Yeah. And Forever is from Northeast Philly.
Forever is a writer that used to write Kid. He still writes it from time to time. He's from the Northeast. They like the Frankfurt area.
So New York graffiti artist and a Philly graffiti artist teamed up to make Boner Forever.
Yeah, and Culture said that kind of is something that graffiti artists will do if they respect each other's style or if they just see an energy from another artist that they appreciate.
When we come back...
I think that's utterly ridiculous. That's an eyesore. It's blight.
This is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. I'm talking with Billy Penn's Layla A. Jones about plans to redevelop the historic Bury Building in North Philly and about what will become of the graffiti on it, which some consider iconic. So we know the tag is probably going away. What's going on with the building exactly?
Yeah, so that building is called the Bury Building now. It started out as the National Bank of North Philadelphia, and it was constructed beginning in 1926. And so that building was a bank during a really prosperous time in that region of North Philadelphia until the Great Depression hit. And then the bank kind of shuttered and it was taken over as office space. But now, at this point, it's been vacant for about 4 decades.
Yeah, definitely as long as I can remember.
Yeah. And it was actually added to the National Historic Register in 1985. Hmm. I'm pretty sure that the reason that it was added, well, based on the application for the National Historic Register, is because of when it was made and that it was an Art Deco style building. And that's significant because it's one of the only examples of like an Art Deco style high rise outside of Center City.
Hmm.
It's a beautiful building, really.
It really is. What's happening to it? Like, what's the plan?
A company called Shift Capital, they bought it around 2012. And they are looking to develop it. Finally, things are really getting moving. And what it's looking like it's going to be is a hotel. They're talking about a Marriott.
Mm.
About 164 market rate and affordable residences. And also some mixed-use retail space.
So people, when they heard that it was going to be redeveloped and that the graffiti's probably not going to be there anymore, they were really upset. Like a lot of people on social media, right?
Yeah, so what happened was Philadelphia Magazine, they published an article and the headline was something about say bye-bye to Boner Forever. And I think that just really grabbed people and it stuck with them. It really struck them. So there was this huge outcry on social media about Boner Forever going away.
Can you just read some of the tweets that people wrote about it?
Yeah. So one person tweeted, Philadelphia will lose all credibility as a city if we allow a hotel corporation to destroy the historic character of the Boner Forever building.
That is a bold statement.
Yeah. Someone else was even more bold and said, willing to lay down my life to protect the Boner Forever building.
That is definitely more bold. Why do you think this caused so much of a stir? Like, why do you think people were upset about this?
Oh, I think that the reason that it upset people is, like, multi-pronged. I think that, first of all, it kind of represents, like, the changing cityscape that we're dealing with. A lot of historic buildings, like the Divine Lorraine, which was also tagged, are being repurposed. They're being flipped. And so I think that it's indicative of people feeling like maybe Philadelphia is losing its character. Graffiti is, like, gritty, and, you know, it started here, and that's something that Philadelphia is known for. So I think that's one reason that people are upset.
You talked to the developer, Shift Capital, about the plans and the graffiti. What did they have to say?
Yeah, so I talked to Brian Murray.
I am the CEO of Shift Capital.
He told me that when they got into the project, they knew that it had, like, a significant cultural meaning.
We understood the history of the two graffiti artists. We understood the nature of Philadelphia's colloquial use of the graffiti for the name of the building. So it has always kind of been front and center.
At the same time, through his interactions with the community, he said he learned that not everybody feels positively about it.
We also recognize that while used in context, in some circles, that there are community circles that feel differently about it as well.
So when I brought up the idea that some people are calling for the graffiti to be commemorated or enshrined in some way, he said that they're thinking about plans to keep it, but he's not really sure.
We are absolutely trying to create a design for the building that is not just, how do we pay homage or how do we incorporate this more recent graffiti history, but also how do we make sure that this is the design is representative of not 1920s Philadelphia, but 2020 Philadelphia and North Philadelphia.
You know, Layla, since the story came out, I was curious to find out what people who live in the neighborhood of this building thought about the graffiti. So I went up there and I asked some folks, and I have to say most of them seem to have not really even noticed it.
I never paid any attention. I really never paid it no attention.
You see where it says that, the giant letters?
I don't know what
over
that
there?
Means.
Yeah. You ever see that before?
No, I never paid it no mind.
Yeah.
What does it say, forever? Well, forever Boner.
Says, yeah, and forever then the Boner. Other side.
Who put that there?
And, I talked to a guy who runs a newsstand up there, and he definitely has noticed it. But he does not have anything nice to say about it. And this idea of a tribute, he didn't really like that.
I think that's utterly ridiculous. That's an eyesore. It's blight.
What?
It has no place in a commercial business district.
And this guy, he's run this newsstand for decades, and he actually watched the graffiti go up on the building. I don't know about this specific graffiti, but a lot of the other graffiti. And he also watched vandals take pieces of the building off.
Me and the beat cop sat out here and just watched them on a hot July day spray up and move the copper on the penthouse. Wow.
Do you think that the nostalgia for this graffiti may be coming from places other than North Philadelphia?
Yeah, I think that the graffiti community is obviously small, niche, and tight-knit. And Culture himself expressed that the artists, they understand their work is temporary.
One of the things that we understand with graffiti is, the collateral damage is that it doesn't last forever. The whole point is to make your name last forever.
So after speaking to Brian at Shift Capital, who's been really working with the community and hearing from the people you talk to, I think that it's safe to assume that it's true, yes, that a lot of the outrage is coming from outside of the community in North Philadelphia.
Layla, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Layla A. Jones is a reporter for WHYY's Billy Penn. The Y is produced by me, Shai Ben-Yaakov, along with Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, with editorial direction from Katie Culinary. Our intern is Kelly Brennan. If you like Boner Forever, or if you don't, tell me why on Twitter, @ Shai Ben-Yaakov. Back tomorrow.